said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliffo and Gabby.
Cliffo and Gabby's Footy Feast.
Oh! What about that?
Michelangelo's Pizza, locally owned and operated. Find them on Facebook or Google Michelangelo's Pizza Kirwan.
We are so excited that the Cowboys are playing again tomorrow night for the relaunched NRL season, that we will be delivering pizzas so you can watch it with a feast at home. We are going to deliver it social distance-wise, though, so we're going to knock and run with your pizzas if you are getting a delivery.
Dougie the pizza boy ever did that back in the day.
I think he
was happy
to
stand around.
And have a chat.
But we're going to play knock and run.
We're going to knock, drop your pizzas on your doorstep and run away so that you can get contactless delivery from us.
And what a pack, too. Two family pizzas, two garlic breads, a two-litre soft drink, $63.50 worth. So more than $60 worth for every winner. Thanks to Michelangelo's Pizza. Our players today, we have Cheryl and Karen. Morning, guys. Welcome to the Cliffo and Gabby Show.
Hi, thank you.
Are we excited for the Cowboys to be back or just excited for the idea of free pizza in general?
Oh no, just go Cowboys.
Yep, Cowboys. It's a unanimous Cowboys there, Gabrielle.
Absolutely.
Have you both got your jerseys ready to go?
Yes.
Good on you guys. Well, you could be winning this amazing family pizza pack thanks to Michelangelo's. All you have to do is answer one question correctly. Now, it's a quiz off against each other, guys. So Gabby's going to ask the question. If you know the answer, buzz in with your name, okay?
Yep, okay.
Okay, right. And we have gone Cowboys trivia and pizza trivia.
Yeah, what are we up to today?
We are up to pizza trivia today. So each day it changes, but today's pizza.
I wish I could compete because I really feel like this is my area.
And I feel like Cowboys is more Cheryl and Karen's area, but that's okay. We're going pizza. Are you ready for the question?
Yes.
Have your names ready for your buzzer? All right. Scientifically, what is the best cheese for pizza?
Karen.
It was Karen just, yeah.
I just amalgamated both their names.
You really did.
No, it was definitely Karen first.
It was definitely Karen. What's the cheese?
Mozzarella.
Let's go to a university professor to find out.
My name's Bryony James. I'm part of the Department of Chemical and Materials Engineering here at the University of Auckland in New Zealand. So we have mozzarella in there, of course. What we found was some really good positive correlations with meltability and blistering, which is sort of what you'd expect.
Mozzarella it is. And
very scientific, isn't it?
I've also learned that meltability is a word. Great word.
Congratulations, Karen. You're getting those pizzas.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much.
Well done.
I'm a foster carer and I've got four kids who are going to be very excited.
That is so fantastic. Good.
Oh, that's amazing.
And Cheryl, well, what a deserving winner, Cheryl, huh?
Absolutely.
Good on you. Thank you so much for competing. And we do have another family pizza pack to go in the morning, all thanks to Michelangelo's Pizza. Locally owned and operated, find them on Facebook or Google Michelangelo's Pizza Kirwan.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby now on Hit 103.1.
Right now, how's this for a headline? Townsville City Council says it is ready to get its hands dirty after the Chief Health Officer of Queensland has ordered scientists to look through the state's sewage for traces of COVID-19.
Oh, what a dirty job.
It's a very dirty job, isn't it? Going through the sewage to look for COVID-19.
And I get it, because we poop it out if we have it in our system.
It goes down the toilet.
Yeah. Easier than testing everyone's saliva because it's just all there in one lot.
I was going to say something like it's easier than getting everyone in, like, bend over.
No,
Got a swab.
No, I was not thinking that.
You've talked about this a fair bit because there's mainly two places where you can find COVID-19 in the body. Yep. One of them is around the head area.
The saliva.
The other's the other end of the body.
Yep, the poop.
So the idea is if we test all the state's sewerage, they'll be able to get a bit of an idea of the hotspots of COVID-19 because they can, I guess, test the levels.
And also the people that aren't showing symptoms, they're still pooping it out. So you might not think you have it, but...
Yeah. Now, the idea is not that we backtrack from there and find them. It's just to give, I guess, a general idea.
You've got to start going up pipes to figure out which toilet was the culprit.
The Townsville Water employee's going, it is not worth it. I do not get paid enough for this. No.
Get up
with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Speaking of Townsville, there's been a new green light that has been set by council to get e-scooters, electric scooter operators, set up here in our city, which is an interesting idea. All the capital cities down south have them. I don't know if they're all called Lime scooters, but that's what I've seen in Melbourne, I think it was, had Lime scooters.
Is Brisbane as well? I thought it was
Brisbane, I think, have them too. I know Husey is a big fan. He loves getting around on these
scooters. Well, because it started with, like, scan your credit card and pick up a bike, and you can ride the bike.
Yes. And then it went to scooters.
That's transitioned to electric scooters.
That's so true. So it is very similar to that, where you hire the scooter, you scoot around on it, and you return it to a scooter station. And they're looking at bringing operators here to Townsville so you can do it here in the city. We have put a poll up, however, on our Facey page, because we just wanted to get a general idea of what people were thinking about these scooters. And we asked the question, would you use the e-scooters? 61% have said no.
Wow.
Which was a shock to me, because I thought a lot of people would be on board. I don't know if I would use it. Like, it would depend on where they were stationed and how convenient it was. But I wouldn't go out of my way to use them.
For me, it's the kind of thing I'd have a go. Like, an appointment trip. Like, I'm going to take my perfectly good car to the Strand to scoot around. But it's the kind of thing, like, if we're at the Strand, often me and the family will go there for fish and chips or whatever.
Yeah.
And there was a scooter station. I'd go for a scoot.
You'd go for a little scoot along the Strand?
You'd go for a scoot with me?
What if it was just in the city, like in the city centre itself?
Nah.
So you park and then you scoot where you've got to go so that they're not congesting all of the car parking.
Nah.
You wouldn't do that?
Nah, I'm doing it for fun.
I'm not doing it for transport means.
You know what I need, guys? I need a half pipe on the Strand. Give me a half pipe.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Right now, though, on 13, 12, 16... Is it cool for a woman to get up and make her husband lunch in 2020? Mm. Because a poor mother in Australia is being absolutely attacked on the Facebook page, Budget Friendly Meals Australia. Mm. She put a photo up, Gabby, of this lunch she makes for her builder husband every day. Sandwiches, cabanossi cheese, jats.
Little fruit. Cheese board, isn't that nice?
Yeah, like muesli bar, whole kit and caboodle. And she said, I put this up, and I guess it was in context to the Facebook page, because she's like, how much cheaper is this than Smoko every day?
Than buying takeaway. You know, a hot meat pie or something.
Attacked. She said she's gender stereotyping. She was accused of gender stereotyping, and she was labelled a 1950s housewife. The comments got so vile and vicious that the moderators of the Facebook page have had to, like, disable the post.
Which I just find really incredible, because, yes, if, you know, it was the expectation that she make lunch for her husband, or if any woman has to do that in their marriage, then I think that is wrong. Like, that is gender stereotyping. That's wrong. But if she's just doing it because she wants to do it,
that's great.
That's her prerogative. Like, that's fine.
They're in a thing called love, where we do each other. Well, we do each other. Other.
We
do
and each other. We do nice things for
but
each
we
other.
We do nice things for each other as well. 13, 12, 16 is the phone number. Really took that off track there.
Oh, that was not what we were going for.
But hey, still factual. Casey's here right now. Casey, what do you think? Is it wrong for a woman to pack her husband's lunch in 2020?
Absolutely. My mum has been making my dad's lunch. The same thing, mind you, for the past 35 years. Oh,
please tell me, what does she make him?
It's always two sandwiches of meat, homemade pickles and cheese.
Wow.
A box of shapes to take to work, always cheddar. And some form of fruit.
I love that, Casey. It's the only thing I've got an issue with there is it's the same thing
That's
every day.
So boring.
For 35 years. It's so boring. 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Caitlin.
Caitlin.
Caitlin, what do you think? Is it wrong for a woman to make a man lunch in 2020?
No, I make my partner's lunch every night before he goes to work. But
fantastic.
It's 2020. Can we stop shaming people for just doing things?
Yeah.
Especially doing things just out of the love of their own heart. There's like trying to make their partner happy.
So, and just further to that, can we just stop being outraged at how other people live their lives?
Exactly.
Yeah. No.
Thank you. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Sharon.
Sharon, what do you reckon?
I reckon it's a job. She should make a lunch that she'd want to eat herself and not a crappy one.
Sorry, say that again. So did you say you think it's her job to make his lunch?
Definitely.
Ooh, that's going to get some calls through.
I don't know if it's her job,
but if it's what she wants.
When you get married, I'm sorry.
Nah.
Marriages work a lot better when defined to individual roles.
Wow. Oh, okay, I'm definitely not making my hubby lunch when we get married. I can tell you that right now.
It's your job.
Not happening.
It's your job. We'll take one more. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Karen.
Hey, Karen, what do you think?
I think it's absolutely ridiculous that everyone's judging this family. Like, we're all so time poor these days that we should just do what works for us.
Exactly. Yeah. Whatever works in your relationship, your family, like, it works for them, so that's cool. Doesn't mean it has to work for you. She's not saying you have to do it.
Karen, what do you make of the last caller who said it's a wife's job to make her husband's lunch every day?
I think that's a bit harsh. Like, my husband's a stay-at-home dad, and that works for us.
Fabulous.
You know what? It's his job to make your lunch every day.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
The week where the NRL season is relaunching for 2020. Our Cowboys playing Friday night here in Townsville at home. It's going to be amazing. And to celebrate, we do have Kyle Feld and Scott Drinkwater on with us right now. How you going, boys?
Morning.
Are you excited?
Can't wait.
Look at them. They're beside themselves.
So they're actually freezing. That's why they're not.
How's it been this week, boys? Training with the weather a bit cooler. Has that been, I mean, that'd be a bit different, wouldn't it, Kyle?
Yeah, it has been a little bit different. I think we're not used to this, a little bit of a cold snap coming around. So it's a good change for us, though, to get outside and not sweat as much as we normally do.
How excited are you that you're not going to have to play in Canberra this year where it's probably snowing?
That's probably the positive we're going to take most out of this. So I know I've played there a couple of times. I think last time I played there, not last year, before, was frost on the field. So it's pretty bad.
Wow. Does that, I mean, how much do you feel that, man? Like, living in North Queensland, I mean, you guys obviously pretty acclimatised to the weather up here. Is that all you can focus on, or do you warm up pretty quickly?
I don't think you'd warm up to such. You just try to get used to it, but you can't. I know we used to have hand warmers. So every stoppage we'd get, someone run out and give us some hand warmers and just put them in our hands and so on.
Really?
How much does it hurt catching the ball with cold hands?
I don't really catch it too much. I think Drinky touches the ball more than me in the middle. So,
I've been pretty fortunate not to play in the cold yet. So, I played a lot of things in the cup. So, I was always up here. So, I haven't played in Canberra or anywhere. I don't know. But I'll refuse to say it's cold up here.
Mate, apparently on the weekend, on Saturday just gone, we were colder than Melbourne. So, just unbelievable. Scott, how much are you looking forward to hitting the paddock on Friday night, man? It's just been such a weird start to the year. Us as fans, we can't wait to watch a bit of footy. It must have just been like living in purgatory for you guys, just waiting. You're just chomping at the bit to get back out there, mate?
Yeah, just something to look forward to for ourselves and the fans on the weekend. So, can't wait. We've done a solid 3 weeks of training and I think we're in good shape to start the season and, everyone's ready to go.
You guys are playing in Townsville this week, which is awesome, but when it does come to playing down at the Sydney stadiums, what actually happens? Do you still get those chartered flights so that you can isolate, or what are the rules around that?
I'm not too sure, actually. I think we will get a chartered flight. I think we play the Warriors round 5 at Central Coast Stadium. So I think we'll have to fly in maybe to Newcastle and bus down the day and maybe do a temperature check before we go into the stadium. And so we'll be right.
Don't you do the travel itineraries yourself, Scotty?
No, I don't do that. That's not my job.
I thought that was your side hustle.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Kyle, while we're talking like non-footy related stuff, I have to ask you, because I've been following you on your social media accounts. How's the Thermomix going, bro? You are knee-deep in that whole Thermomix world.
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. It's like an extra set of hands in the kitchen. I'm really, really liking it. I think tonight we're going to have some pork belly and some egg cabbage and that, so that's on the menu.
What else have you made?
Made a lot of risottos. I think it's like a steak and béarnaise sauce. That was nice. So
is this what's happening in your household because you're in ISO, you're stuck indoors, there's not much to do, so the thermo mix is your outlet?
Yeah, it's just, I think it's like treating myself to go out for dinner. So instead of going out for dinner, I got to make it all at home.
How do you go in the kitchen, Drinky? You're a bit of a mini master chef, mate, or do you struggle in that department?
Nah, not really. Just a steak, pasta, and veg is a pretty simple meal for me. I had that twice a week.
Beautiful.
So I'm pretty useless in the kitchen. I just like getting there, getting the job done, and get out.
Well, Felty might become a thermomix person and sell you one.
They're pretty expensive.
That'd be good. Felty, you could become a rep. You could have little parties with the boys, like Tupperware parties back in the day. Make little mini quiches. It'd be great.
I'll be there.
Once all this isolation stuff finished, I'll have to look into it.
Yeah. Go door to door.
Felty, I know you also made a mistake recently. You told your partner that she should probably clean up the pantry, so she went out and spent all your money on containers. How's that going?
Yeah, I tagged her in a thing about a Kmart pantry, and I think it was the worst thing I did. So she just went out and brought all the containers and rearranged our pantry. So it looks nice, but yeah, I don't think it was worth it.
Why so life Felty, is expensive.
You're going to have to block us on social media, Felty. We're just mining your Facebook for content. We cannot wait. Friday night, the Cowboys are taking on the Titans. We're doing a thing called Cliffo and Gabby's Footy Feast this week, where we're going to go out and deliver pizzas to some locals on Friday night to enjoy the footy. So that's all thanks to Michelangelo's, but really looking forward to that. For now, Kyle Felt, Scott Drinkwater, so good to have you guys back on. Good luck Friday night. We'll catch up again soon. Thanks for your time, Kyle Felt, Scotty Drinkwater.
Thanks, guys.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1. This is Gabby's Diary.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho. This is the second last edition of my high school diary, where we read from my legitimate diaries, because when I hit 18, that's where it ends. So we're very close to it.
I honestly feel like we've grown up with you.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
It's been nice to revisit my childhood.
Well, for me, watching you do these too, it's been funny to watch the diaries, because they started as Winnie the Pooh diaries, like real fluff, and they've kind of gotten more mature.
Yeah, and now it's like this black paged diary with metallic pens.
Yeah.
It's very fancy. But you might remember last week in the edition, I was talking about the singer of a band named Tristan, who I was kind of liking, but he looked like he only wanted one thing. And if he only wanted one thing, then I wanted nothing to do with him, because I want more than that and I deserve more than that. I deserve respect, Clifford.
Girl power.
But we continue on from that. We are going to the 25th of the 4th, 2006.
Dear Diary, so Tristan can get lost. Oh. They were playing a gig at the pub a while back, and so of course I went. And at the end, he just packed up and left without even saying hi. He knew I was cut, so was texting me apologising and being all sweet, but he reckons it was because they played like crap and he was embarrassed. Whatever, there's always an excuse. Anyway, I'm talking to Tom a lot at the moment. We chat on MSN pretty much every night, and at Jake's 18th last week, we hung out and everyone crashed at the house, and the next morning I was feeling a bit hungover, so he made me tea and cut up an orange for me to eat. How sweet is that? I'm pretty sure he has a girlfriend though. They've been together for years, but he's made me realise I need someone as sweet as him. No more bad boys. Lol. Tom is so cool though. He's a skater and even has a sponsorship with one of the skate clothes brands. I'd love to go watch him skate one day, but I also don't want to be a bowl mole.
No one wants to be a bowl mole.
No one wants to date a bowl mole. Yes.